So there's a sefer called Shvilei Pinchas. Those who are not familiar, Pinchas Friedman is a very, very chashuv yid in Eretz Yisrael, a Belzer chassid, a chavrus of the Belzer Rebbe, and he writes weekly ma'amarim, beautiful essays in chassidus on the parsha. So in his volume on Purim, there's two editions. There's the old edition, which is the soft cover one that I have here, and then there's a new blue edition, which is hardcover. There are some differences between them. So I'm going to start off with the first mimer in the soft cover, Shvilei Pinchas on Purim.
Who's this
again? Pinchas Friedman is his name. Shvilei Pinchas is the name of the sefer. And every week he puts out a weekly Dvar Torah, which is translated into English, into French. And it's always beautiful. It's not, it came out in Tavshin Samaches, but it's not a yearly publication. Okay? He begins with a Gemara that we have to think about as we approach Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Mishenichnas Adar, Mar Bim Besimcha. Meseches Tanis Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. Mishenichnas Adar Mar Bim Besimcha. When Adar enters, we increase our joy. And it begins with a very simple question that a Jew has to ask when you read that Gemara. What are we happy about? Mishenichnas Adar Mar Bim Besimcha. But what are we celebrating? What is the source of that happiness? The Gemara in Tanis Chav Tes Amar Aleph. And he builds his first mimer off of a piece from the Ma'orei Naim. The Sefer Ma'orei Naim was written by the Rebbe of Chernobyl. And in Parshas Truma, he develops a very famous and beautiful idea about Adar. And we touched on it a little while ago, so some of it might sound a little familiar. Okay, so the Ma'orei Naim in Parshas Truma says as follows. He says, what is the source of simcha in the life of a Jew? I walk down the street and I realize I'm a tiny, tiny percentage of humanity. I'm an even tinier percentage of those who keep Torah and mitzvos. Like some of us heard at Shal Shudas this past week. Right, so what's my happiness? What am I celebrating? What's the source of my happiness? And why is it getting increased in Chodesh Adar? So he says the source of a Jew's happiness is his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. My connection to a Kodesh Baruch, the fact that I have a Kodesh Baruch in my life, and his Shechina is a presence in my life, gives me happiness. The Ma'orei Naim says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. When Adar arrives, we increase our joy. Adar, what does the name Adar mean? The Ma'orei Naim very famously said, Adar is Aleph Dar. Adar is Aleph Dar. How do you understand the name of the month? The month that's filled with joy, Aleph Dar. What is Aleph? Or should I say better, who is Aleph? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph is the first letter. Hashem is the first in our life. Aleph is one. Hashem Echad. The word Aleph, Aluf, Aleph, Aleph HaChachma, like the Pasuk says. Aleph means to teach, to convey wisdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate teacher. Malamid Torah L'Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Aluf. Aluf means a chief, a leader. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all those dimensions of Aleph. And therefore, Adar is a time when Aleph, Dar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells amongst us. That Hashem creates a Dira in our lives. He writes, Shekeshem she'os Aleph hu rishon l'chol ha'osios. Just like Aleph is the first of all letters, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rishon l'chol ha'nimtzayim. Hashem is the first of all beings. And the goal in Chodesh Adar is that Aleph Dar, that Hashem should be a dominant presence, that His Shechina should be a dominant presence in my life. Shemashra Shechinaso imatachton. Aleph Dar. That the Aleph, that the one above, should, so to speak, be a presence in my life. How did we mention this the other week? Because I told you that there's an explanation as to why Moshe was born and died on Zion Adar. Why is Moshe born and dies on Zion Adar? The Gemara in Megillah says that Haman made a lottery. And Haman lottery fell out on what month? Adar. And he was happy. Why was he happy?
He knew Moshe
died in Adar. Now listen to the Gemara carefully. You need to get the Gemara down carefully. Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Haman made a lottery, and he was very happy because it was the month that Moshe died. But Haman didn't know that Moshe died on Zion Adar and was born on Zion Adar. Now it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't just say that Moshe was born in Adar. It says he didn't know that he died on Zion Adar specifically, and that he was born on Zion Adar. Haman just knew that he died in Adar, and he was happy. But he didn't realize it was Zion Adar. And he also didn't realize that he was born on Zion Adar as well. What's the secret of Zion Adar? So Rav Pinchas Friedman explains based on a Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Naso. You have to know this Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Naso. If someone stops you in the street and says, why did the Jewish God, which is the true God, create the world? What does he want from all of this? The answer is found in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Naso. Why did Hashem create us? Why did Hashem create this world? What is Hashem's greatest desire? There's really only one Maamar Chazal that answers that question. The Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Naso. The Medrash and Parshas Naso says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Nis'ave, he had a desire, Sheyehei lo dira betachtonim. Hashem's greatest desire is to have a presence in our physical world. A dira betachtonim. He wants to dwell in our world, in the lower world. Hashem doesn't want to be a God of the heavens. He wants to be a God of earth, of this world. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, listen carefully, through seven heavens, seven rakiot. And then, unfortunately, people made mistakes and pushed Hashem away. So who pushed Hashem back first? Who was the first one to push Hashem back, a liar? Adam Arishon. Adam pushed Hashem back one level. Who pushed Hashem back next? Who made the second mistake? Put the list on the board. Yeah? Who made the second mistake? Cain killed Abel. No, not me. Hopefully not me. Who made the third mistake? Dor Enosh. Introducing Avodah Zarah to the world. Who made the fourth mistake? Dor Mabel. Right. Each of these sinful generations pushed Hashem back up on level. So Hashem originally came all the way down to the world. Adam pushed him back to level 1. Cain pushed him back to level 2. Dor Enosh pushed him to level 3. Dor Mabel to level 4. Dor Aflaga, the generation of the Migdal Bavel, Dor Aflaga, pushed him to level 5. Level 6, Sidom. Sidom pushed Hashem to level 6. And level 7, the Medrash says, was Amraphel in the battle of the 4 versus the 5 kings. These sinful individuals, or people, or generations, pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu back up to the world beyond. He no longer had a dira b'tachton. Through the 7 rakiot. Nothing happened. So let's see. So originally, again, Hashem came down, he wanted a dira b'tachton. That Aleph should be Dar. But we pushed him away. Adam pushed him back. Cain killed Hevel, pushed him back. Dor Enosh pushed him back with Avodah Zarah. Dor Mabel. Each of these generations pushed the Kodesh Baruch Hu back. Until, what's the question? Sure. Adam listened to his wife. Cain killed Hevel. Dor Enosh introduced Avodah Zarah into the world. Right. Dor Mabel did a lot of things. Dor Aflaga built the tower. Sidon was overturned and destroyed for being a horrible society. And the last one is the battle of the 4 kings and the 5 kings, which of course Avram had to get involved in to save Lot, who was captured. Okay, so these were bad people, bad societies, bad generations. Along came tzaddikim, righteous people who believed in God and brought Hashem back down. Who brought Hashem back down level 1? Avraham. Level 2? Yitzchak. Level 3? Yaakov. Yankov. Level 4? Level is level 4? Levi. Level 5? Kahas, one of the 3 children of Levi. Level 6, Amram. Level 7, Moshe. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu. Getting the Torah, Hashem came down on Har Sinai, where heaven and earth come together once again. After Levi is Kahas, the son of Levi, who has a son named Amram, who has a son named Moshe. So it's so gewaldic, says Rav Pinchas Friedman. Now we really understand why Moshe is born when? On Zion Adar. Because he's the one who brought Hashem down the 7th step, the final step to bring him all the way down. That Aleph, that Hashem should be Dar. That Hashem should dwell amongst us. Yeah.
Can you repeat the 7
to the end? Sure. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, father of Moshe, and Moshe. So Moshe is born on Zayin Adar, and we'll have to explain how Moshe also dies on Zayin Adar. Okay? So Haman didn't realize that when Moshe was born, Moshe would be the one to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world, that there might be a presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So the Moray Naim, and this whole thing is based on the Moray Naim. The Moray Naim in Parshas Truma. The Moray Naim explains, when Moshe is born, what happens? What does Rashi say? V'teiro so kitofu, she sees that he's good. What did his mother see? What happened when Moshe is born? What does Rashi say? The whole house filled up with light. Rashi says Moshe is born and the whole house filled up with light. The house, habayis, the house, this world is sometimes called the house. When Moshe is born, the whole world fills with light. Not just his little house. But Moshe would be the one to bring the Shekhinah back to this world. That his Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't even be hanging out in one rakia above this world, but Hashem would mamish vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. That Kadosh Baruch Hu would come down completely to this world. And therefore when Moshe is born, the whole world fills up with an unbelievable light. Okay? Now let's look at the Gemara again carefully. It says that Haman didn't know what? That Moshe died on the 7th of Adar and was born on the 7th of Adar. Ask me a question. Did he die first or was he born first? I would think he would be born first. So why doesn't the Gemara say Haman didn't know that he was born on the 7th of Adar and died on the 7th of Adar? It doesn't say it that way. It says that Haman didn't realize that on the 7th of Adar Moshe died and on the 7th of Adar Moshe was born. What's the pshat? It says he died first. Haman didn't know about his death and his birth. A lot of tzaddikim asked that question on this Gemara. So, Pinchas Friedman doesn't quote this, the next couple words I'm going to say to you, but there's a concept in the Tikkun HaZohar that says that there's a presence of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. When Moshe died, Moshe left a mark on the world. And therefore, when Moshe dies, Moshe immediately is born again in each part of Klal Yisrael. Every person carries a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of him. That's why you have several places. One place is in Maseches Sukkah. That one of the tzaddikim in the Gemara speaks, and someone says to him, "Oh, Moshe, you said good. Why is he calling him Moshe? His name's not Moshe." But every Jew has a little spark. When you learn Torah well, you're utilizing the Moshe Rabbeinu inside of you. Tikkun HaZohar says that there's a hashbah of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. In the Tikkun HaZohar, it says, Ispashtusa de Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechol Dara Vidara. Interesting. Dara is Dalet Resh Aleph, same letters as Adar. But it means in every door, in every generation. In every generation, there's a presence of Moshe Rabbeinu in the world. So Haman didn't realize that when Moshe dies, there's going to be other people who keep Hashem's Shekhinah in this world. Moshe was the one who brought it back down. After Adam and Cain and Dor Enosh and Dor Mabel, etc., pushed it out. Moshe Rabbeinu filled the world with light once again. He brought Hashem into this world, 100%. And Moshe dies, someone says, now it's over. Now the Shekhinah is gone. God's no longer present in the life of the Jews. But Haman didn't realize that when Moshe dies, the Jewish people continue his legacy. And how do we continue the legacy of Moshe? How do we keep the Shekhinah in this world? Says the Moray Naim, it's very simple. We learn Torah. When a Jew learns Torah, the Gemara says in Brachos, that even if one person sits and learns Torah, Shekhinah imo, the Shekhinah is with him. Moshe taught us Torah. The Torah is the word of Hashem. It's the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. When you learn Torah, you keep the Shekhinah in this world. So now, tell me, why is Adar so happy? If Torah is about the Shekhinah being in my life, and Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar because he brought the Shekhinah down on Har Sinai and gave us the Torah. But what happened in Adar in terms of our relationship with the Torah that makes Adar so festive and so happy? Why is Adar a time of Aleph Dar where I feel Hashem's presence in my life, which again today we feel through our commitment to Torah? When I learn Torah, the Shekhinah is with me. Brachos da Vavam and Aleph. What happened in the month of Adar? How did we originally accept the Torah? What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? With a mountain over our head. We were forced into it. On Purim, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, the Jews re-accepted the Torah with love. And when you love the Torah, when you accept the Torah with love, Kimu v'kiblu, that they re-accepted the Torah with love, so that's a whole new relationship with Torah. That's a different way of bringing the Shekhinah into your life. Nimtza ki al yedei shekiblu Yisrael as ha-Torah b'chodesh Adar, by re-accepting the Torah in the month of Adar, it solidified a relationship with the Shekhinah in this world. If you're forced into doing Torah, practicing mitzvahs, we could kick Hashem out of the world the same way that earlier generations kicked Hashem out of the world. But after we felt the love of the salvation of Purim, and we chose the Torah, that solidified the presence of Hashem in our life, and that's why Mishenichnas Adar, when you come to the month when the Jews re-accepted the Torah, Marbim Besimcha, you feel the presence of the Shekhinah. Aleph Dar. You feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Because as long as we continue to love Torah, a Jew who loves Torah feels God in his life. Period. It's as simple as that. Moshe Rabbeinu got us the Torah, he brought Hashem down, filled the world with light. Moshe left, but he left us his legacy. How do I continue it? By learning Torah. Chodesh Adar was the time of deepening our connection to Torah. And therefore I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu so strongly in our life in Chodesh Adar. And then the Maor Einayim in the back of the Sefer says a pshat in a Gemara in Beitza. But you really can't understand this Gemara until you hear this Maor Einayim. Okay? Gemara in Beitza, Tezvav Amud Beis. We'll end with this. Then I have to run and teach the IBC Chavah. The Maor Einayim says there's a Gemara in Beitza that says the following. Tezvav Amud Beis, Mesachas Beitza. Harotze Shiyaskaimu Nechasov. If you want to see success in your business, that's a loose translation. A person who wants, nechasa means his possessions, his earnings. If he wants his earnings, his investments, shiyaskaimu, that they should have kiyum, that they should be long lasting, right? That he shouldn't lose his money on bad investments. Harotze shiyaskaimu nechasa. A person who wants to maintain his possessions, what should he do? He should plant an eder tree. He should plant in his investments an Eder tree. Now let's think back in the olden days. Before people were investing in cryptocurrency, people were farmers. Right? So your investments were what? Was the wheat that you planted in the ground. So if you want to have success in your field, you grow wheat, you grow corn, you grow fruits and vegetables, whatever you grow, make sure you plant an Eder tree in your yard. Shenamar, Adir Bamarom Hashem. It's like a weird segula, you know? Like, what do you plant? What do you do? Oh, I harvest oranges. I plant and harvest. I have an orange grove. But I have this one Eder tree in the corner of my field, and that gives me, brings blessing to my field. What's this mysterious Eder tree? Aleph Dalet Resh tree. Eder, other tree. Plant an other tree. What's it talking about? So the Maor Einayim says it's Pasha what it's talking about. What does it mean to plant an other tree or an Eder tree in your business? Especially nowadays when you're not a farmer. How do you plant an Eder tree in your office on Wall Street? You know how you do it? Aleph Dar. If you take Hashem to work with you, then your business will be successful. You'll be successful. Because you know what success means? Success means being a good Jew. Success means being Sameach Bechelko. If you know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is pushing your hand as you're buying and selling, as you're getting clients and losing clients, if you know that Hashem is there, if there's an Eder tree, if there's an Aleph Dar, if Hashem is dwelling in your office, then you'll be successful. Yiskaimu nechasov. Then whatever you have, you'll be very satisfied with it. Dinei ikar kiyum nechasim haruchniyim shal ish Yisrael. Hu al yedei shemiyachet shem shemayim b'chol tenuah v'tenuah v'yizkor tamidas Hashem b'chol ma'isah. And not only that, he says, when it comes to spiritual success, the same thing is true. Like we were learning in Lekkat Amarim. How do I know if I'm doing a good job? We'll learn an interesting Kedushas Levi this week. How do you know if you're being a good Jew? You don't get report cards. Kedushas Levi gives us a technique to figure out how we're doing. But how do I know how I'm doing in Ruchtias? Don't worry. If you walk with Hashem, if it's not a competition, you versus your friend, not in business, and not in Torah, if Hashem is planted in your life, then your business will be successful. Your investments will be successful. If Aleph is Dar in your life. And he concludes by saying, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah that tells us, Ein bein other rishon la'adar sheni, ele kriyas ha-megillah u'matanos la'avyon. The only difference, how do you know, when do you keep Purim if there's a other rishon and other sheni? The main difference between other rishon and other sheni is that in the second month is when you read the Megillah, and the second month is when you give matanos la'avyon. Right? If there's an other Aleph and other sheni. What is Adar Rishon? Forget Megillah and forget Matanos Lagan for a second. What is in this concept of Aleph Dar? What is Adar Rishon and what is Adar Sheni? Let me say it differently. Who is an Adar Rishon and who is Adar Sheni? What type of person is an Adar Rishon and what type of person is an Adar Sheni? An Adar Rishon is a tzaddik. An Adar Rishon, Aleph Dar Rishon, that from the start Hashem was always a part of my life. He's a tzaddik. He's always with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem has always been planted by him. Kol ma'asecha yush l'shem shamayim. He's an Adar Rishon type of Jew. What's an Adar Sheni type of Jew? A Baal Tshuva. The Moray Naim says there's some people who discover Hashem and plant the Kaddish Baruch Hu in his life very early on. And there's some people, it takes them some time to discover Kaddish Baruch Hu in their life. But the goal at the end of the day, regardless of when you're going to plant the Kaddish Baruch in your life, the Iker is to what? The Iker is to make sure that the Aleph is Dar. Some people get there earlier, some people get there a little bit later. He explains the Megillah and Matanos Levyon. I'm not going to do it right now because we just don't have time. Right? But at the end of the day, there's some Jews who discover Hashem right away, and there's some Jews who discover Hashem a little bit later on. And by the way, when is our main Purim celebration? Forget how he explains Megillah versus Matanos Levyonim. When do we keep Purim? If there's two others, when's the real Purim? No offense to Purim Katan, which might be the real Purim. But the real Purim, of course, is Adar Sheni. The place that the Baal Shuva reaches in his relationship with Hashem is greater than the place of the Tzaddik. Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph. The place of the Baal Shuva is greater than the Tzaddik. Adar Sheni. An Adar Sheni is even greater. You know why? Because an Adar Sheni is a Jew who spent years and years and years in his office without any HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always trying to cut deals and cut corners in his taxes. And then finally he has enough of that and he plants, he said, I'm planting an olive dar. I'm planting an eder tree in my nechassim strong. And you know what? That Baal Tshuva, he walks with the Kaddish Baruch. The tzaddik also has Hashem in his life. But the person who lived a life of going to work without Hashem for a long time, and then he finally wakes up and says, I need to plant an eder tree in my business. I need to bring a Kaddish Baruch into my life. Such a person, that's Mamash Purim. That's Adar Sheni. Okay, so as we approach Adar, Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be Jews who are Aleph Dar. And we should remember the Yerusha that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, Zion Adar. That Moshe Rabbeinu worked to bring Hashem into this world, to give us the Torah, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, to bring Hashem down to our world. And our job is to continue to learn Torah and feel the Shechina in our lives. Yes,
it's kind of like a little bit weird of a thing to say, like just because on Adar, like Aleph Dar, like Hashem's gonna be there. So like, if you never brought Hashem in, then do it now. Like,
yeah.
So plan, but then why can't you just say like,
he's always ready to partner with you.
Let's wake up tomorrow and just like go bring Hashem with us into the office.
Okay.
And be successful also.
We should. That's why we learned this. Hopefully, we can be Jews who take Hashem with us from day one. But the point is that even a Jew who didn't plant Hashem right away, Adar Sheni is the real Purim. So even the Baal Tshuva. Right? And again, in a certain level, the tzaddik is greater than the Baal Tshuva. But on some level, what the Gemara is telling us is that the Baal Tshuva can reach an even greater place than a person who had Hashem with him all along. When a Jew wakes up and he realizes, you know what, I've been living my whole life without Aleph Dar, that the Alufa Shalom, the Master of the Universe, wasn't a part of my existence, that wake-up call sometimes can plant a really strong Eder tree in your life. Okay, so our first taste of Mishenechlas Adar Mar Misimcha. Someone asked you in the street today, what's the Simcha of Adar? The Simcha of Adar is the presence of the Shechina Aleph Dar. It gets stronger in Adar because we re-accept the Torah in Adar. We commit ourselves to learn Torah more strongly. And not only in Torah, but even in our mundane pursuits, we're going to plant an Eder tree wherever we go and make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of everything that we do. Okay?